People often ask me exactly what it is I do. It's a fair question, as there's a lot of confusion around the role of a user experience consultant. So in this podcast, I want to explain how I work with my clients. Now, I've written before about how people confuse user experience and user interface design. I've also tried my best to outline what user experience designers do. However, people still ask me about my job. Well, I thought I'd answer those questions by briefly outlining 8 ways I work with my clients to help their business. Hopefully this time, I will succeed in explaining my role. Number 1, better understand your customers. For a company to provide a better user experience, they need to understand their target audience. It's logical, isn't it? Because I work alone, I can't undertake big user research projects for my clients, but often that isn't really necessary. Most organizations know about their users already, and that knowledge exists within the company. It's just merely about collating and extracting that information from the heads of various members of staff spread across the company. Where there are gaps, I'll help them fill them in using surveys, user interviews, and various other forms of analytics. Most of the time, the challenge isn't really about gathering the data, but rather expressing it in a way that's actually useful to people that they can access. Typically, I do this through various visualization techniques, including customer journey mapping and empathy mapping. The second thing I do is auditing websites, because although user research is vital to improving the user experience, there's often work that can be done even before that research has taken place. Because in truth, after 23 years-ish of working in the industry, I can look at many websites and see improvements that will make the experience better for any audience, whoever they are. That's why I'm often asked to audit websites. The result of this is normally a report identifying areas of improvement that will increase satisfaction and conversion in the short term. These reports tend to focus on the low-hanging fruit that obviously needs addressing before more nuanced improvements can be made once you do your user research and that kind of thing. Number 3, I prototype and test better experiences. Because often when auditing a website, issues will arrive that I could address in a variety of ways. So the best solution is not always immediately apparent, and so different approaches will need testing. And to do that, I often build prototypes for my clients on which we can carry out usability testing. In fact, that cycle of prototyping, testing, and iteration is one of my favorite parts of my job, simply because it's so effective. Number 4, establish a strategy. Creating a great user experience doesn't happen overnight. The organization will not achieve it by simply improving the user interface. Often it's going to require organizational change and at least some degree of digital transformation. Organizations need a strategy to make that possible. And so a big part of my job is helping organizations draw up these strategies. And that involves a lot of research, meeting with stakeholders, and understanding what the business before I even really start. Once I've done that, I work to draw up a long-term vision for the company's user experience and a roadmap that outlines what needs to be done to reach that goal. That set of recommendations then becomes the organization's strategy. 5th thing I do is ongoing implementation of change. Because the problem with strategies is that they often lack that really granular detail you need. And as we all know, the devil's in the detail. That's the world of service design, really, where company processes, structures, and systems need to be adapted to meet consumer expectations, an area that I am spending an increasing amount of my time addressing these days. To help clients implement change, I work with them usually as an ongoing mentor. I'm there for them on a daily basis as challenges arise that need addressing. After all, no company has ever succeeded in implementing a strategy as it was written. There's always a need to adjust as you go along. Number 6 is to educate and inspire colleagues. One of the most significant challenges in delivering a quality service to users is your own staff, actually. People don't like change and they're often resistant to it, and that's particularly true when introducing digital, because most people don't fully understand the impact of digital or why they need to change the way they work. That means that for any strategy to succeed, the organization will need to win hearts and minds of their employees. It's not enough to tell them to change, you need to inspire them so that they want to change. And I help clients do this by creating training programs that range from workshops to inspiring presentations, all the way through to self-learning video guides and internal comms campaigns. The seventh area I work in is design systems. Because enthusiastic staff is excellent, but if everyone doesn't have the right tools and isn't moving in the right direction, it can lead to absolute chaos. Before long, the user experience starts to get fragmented as too many people are managing too much online content without any kind of explicit coordination. To help address this problem, I work with clients to create design systems. These contain your classic pattern library, but also content style guides, design principles, and service manuals. Together, these things provide a framework within which everyone can work to ensure a consistent user experience. The eighth and final thing I do, I guess, is incrementally improving digital experiences because, of course, we never really finish our digital services, you know, such as our website. They're always evolving and improving, and we're continually seeking to increase conversion and provide a better experience. And that's why I work with many of my clients over the long term to continually optimize and improve the user experience. Now, you won't find me redesigning anybody's website, but you will see me working with clients to take their existing site and then incrementally improve it. That about covers everything that I do as a user experience consultant, but to be honest, that's not all I do. You see, I absolutely love sharing latest best practice in the field. After all, it drives me nuts when I encounter crappy user experiences. So you'll find me writing and speaking extensively on a variety of areas in user experience, service design, and related fields. I also like to work with agencies, actually, and look at ways to build their business and improve it. But that's a whole other story. So now you know what I do. If any of that sounds of interest to you, feel free to get in touch by dropping me an email to paul@boagworks.com.